Okay, now we're going to learn Daf Mem Hei Amud Beis of Masechta Sukkah. We're holding up the top of Mem Hei Amud Beis at Amar Chizkia, Amar Rabbi Yirmi, Mishum Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai. So once the Gemara quoted the drasha of Rabbi Yirmi in the name of Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai about Isru Chag, so now we're going to quote another drasha of Rabbi Yirmi in the name of Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai, but this one starts with Chizkia. So Amar Chizkia, Amar Rabbi Yirmi, Mishum Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai. Kol haMitzvos Kulon Ein Adam Yotzei Behen Ela Derech Gidilason. Whenever you do mitzvah that relate to things that grow from the ground, you have to hold them right side up. Shenemar atzei shitim omdim, as the pasuk says, atzei shitim omdim, that the wood that was used to make the boards of the Mishkan had to be right side up. Tani namiachi atzei shitim omdim sheomdim derech gedilasan. The Brisa confirms this reading of the pasuk. Davar acher. Another interpretation of the pasuk is that the board would support the golden layer that was on it, and you would, and that's how it would stand. Davar acher, omdim shema tamar avad sivram ubatal sikuyan. You might say that once it was nignaz, we lost the trust in them. They're never going to come back. We're never going to see them again. Tamalomar atzishit. They're still there. They don't rot. They don't get ruined. The boards of the Mishkan remain forever and ever. Another statement of Chizkiya. I have the capacity to exempt the entire world from judgment from the day that I was born until now. Meaning my zechuyos are so plentiful that I could tolerate, I could shoulder the burden of the sins of all of humanity from the day of my birth until now. And if you combine the zechuyos of my son Elazar with me, we can exempt the world miyom shenivra olam v'ad achshav, from the day the world was created until now. And if we had Yosem ben Uziyahu, the Melech Yehuda, with us, miyom shenivra olam ad sofo, we'd be able to shoulder the burden of all the sins of humanity from the day the world was created until the end of days. And then another statement, Vamar Chizkiya Amar Rabbi Yirmi Mishum Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai, Re'isi B'nei Aliyah V'heim Muatin. I've seen people who could be Makabel P'nei Shechina, but there are very few people like that, meaning not so many. Im Elefein, if there are 1,000 people like that, Aniyu B'nei Mehen, me and my son are two of them. Im Me'ahem, Aniyu B'nei Mehen, if there are 100 people like that, me and my son are among them. Im Shnayim Hein, Aniyu B'nei Hein, if there are two people like that, me and my son are them. Frak the Gemara, Mizu Trikule Hai, are there really so few tzaddikim that could be Makabel B'nei Shechina? V'amar Avatam Nisrei Alfei Dara, Hava Dekame Kutcha Berichu. There were 18,000 rows of tzaddikim that sit in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shnemar Saviv Shmona Eser Elef. So how could Rav Shimon Ben Chai not be sure if there are only two, there might only be two tzaddikim? So lo kasha, Had Mistakli Bas Bakari HaMi'ira, Had Mistakli Bas Bakari HaMi'ira. Some are able to see HaKadosh Baruch with a clear vision. Those are very few, might only be two. But there are others that are able to see HaKadosh Baruch, they just don't see him with great clarity. Still, is it so few that see HaKadosh Baruch Hu with that enormous clarity? The world will never have less than 36 tzaddikim dimikabli ape shechina b'chol yom, that are makabel the p'nei shechina every single day. Shenemar ashrei kol Lo is begematria tosin v'shita havu, 36. So there are 36 that are kol choche, that are constantly, that are with the Shechina. So lokasha, hada eli bevar, you know, some enter only with rishus. They're not so chashuv that they could just walk in on the Shechina, so to speak. Hada eli bulovar. And then there are those that don't need netilas rishus, and on a tzaddikim of that level are very, very few and far between. So it turns out that tzaddikim Musibas Bakari Shein Mi'ira are many. Those who sit in the 18, there could be 18,000 that sit in front of the Shechina. Tzadik Musibas Bakari Mi'ira and need Rashus in order to enter, there are at least 36 of them in every generation. And those who see Bas Baklaria Me'ira and are even allowed to enter Shalom Rishus, that might only be as few as two people. That Aniyu B'ni Hein. So, main point number one over here. Three explanations of Atzei Shittim Omdim is either Derech Gidilasan, or it keeps its plating standing, or the Mishkan is forever, will never rot. And then three statements of Chizkia in the name of Rabbi Yirmia, in the name of Rabbi Yirmia, in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Three statements from Chizkia in the name of Rabbi Yirmia, in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Number one, the mitzvahs have to be taken derech gedilasan. Number two, he's going to be able to exempt the world from din through him and his sons and Yosam's zuchios. You know, depending how many of them they use, depends on how will determine how much of history the world will be exempted from din. And number three, he and his son are the only Bnei Aliyah. And I guess main point number three now is 18,000 tzaddikim surround Hashem, but only 36 in each generation see Bas Baklaria Meira, and even fewer than that could enter Shalom Bereshus, could walk in, so to speak, on a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Shalom Bereshus. Okay, now the Mishnah said, Bishas Ptiras and Mayanom, and the Mishnah said that when they would leave the Mizbeach, they would say, Yofi Lach Mizbeach, or Reb Lazar says they would say, Lecha Lecha Mizbeach. So the Gemara asks on the sheet of Reb Lazar, how could you say, Lecha Lecha? Oh, you know, we do all of this for God and for you, Mizbeach. That's blasphemous. How can you combine HaKadosh Baruch Hu and make it like HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a partner? It's like Hashem and the Mizbeach. The price says, called Meshatif Shem Shemayim V'davar Acher, Nekar Min Ha'olam. You do that, you get uprooted from the world. Shenemar Bilti LaHashem Levado. A very, very important fundamental faith of Judaism is that we believe in one and only God. There is no helper, there is no... So, Hachi Kamar. No, what it means to say is, Laka Anachnu Modim. To Hashem, we are thankful, and we would never be kofar b'Hakadosh Baruch Hu Chas V'Shalom. U'lecha Anu Meshabchim. And we show Chashivos and Chavivos to the Mizbeach. Laka Anachnu Modim, U'lecha Anu Mekalsin. Our Hoda'a and everything we have comes from Hashem. And we praise the Mizbeach and its beauty and what it the way it serves as a wonderful tool for us to achieve our kapara. Good. The Mishnah had said, "Kemaseu b'chol," the same way they would do on a weekday, they would do on Shabbos. Rabbi Yochanan Broka says they would have these chariyos sholdekel that they would bang next to the mizbeach, and that day they would call chibur chariyos. Some of whom in my time is Rabbi Yochanan Broka. Why does Rabbi Yochanan Broka think they would bring these chariyos sholdekel? Dichsiv kapos. It says kapos tamarim shnayim. So it sounds like there are two mitzvos involving dekel branches, involving lulavim. Achas lulav. One is the mitzvah of lulav. V'achas the mizbeach. And the other is the bringing this dekel, these branches next to the mizbeach, and banging them. Rabbanan Amri, and the Rabbanan would say, yeah, maybe pronounced kapos, but kapas ksiv. It's written without a vav, as if it's singular. Rabbi Levi Omer, Rabbi Levi says, the reason Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka thinks you bring these chariyos shel dekel is not because it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. No, it's a good simin to show the praise of the Jewish people that we're showing Hashem, that kitamar, that we are like a tamar, ma tamar ze in lo ela levechad, just like a tamar has only one heart, af Yisrael in lo ela levechad, lavim shebeshamayim, so to the Jewish people have only one heart, a one-track mind, so to speak, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Gemara discusses now the brachos that we make on the mitzvah of Sukkah and Lulav, and if we say those brachos for all 7 days or only on the first day. And once we're mentioning that, it's going to lead us into a whole sugya about birchas mitzvahs in general. So Amar Vidam Shmuel, Lulav Shiva, the Sukkah Yom Echad. Lulav, you say a bracha for 7 days, and Sukkah, you only say a bracha for 1 day, on the first day, and then you don't have to say another bracha. My time, but why would there be a difference between the mitzvah of Lulav and the mitzvah of Sukkah in this regard? Lulav, the mafsiki leilos miyamim, Lulav, which doesn't apply at night, only applies during the day, kol yoma mitzvah bapi nafshihu. So the mitzvah restarts each morning. Sukkah, dolo mafsiki leilos miyamim. Sukkah, which the night does not divide up the different days, Kulu Shavikichad Yom Arichadamu. All 7 days are considered one long day. And so it's not seven separate mitzvahs, it's one long mitzvah, and therefore one bracha should suffice. Now the Gemara is going to bring the Shita of Rabba Bar Chanan, the name of Rabbi Yochanan, who says the exact opposite. No, Sukkah, you make a bracha for all 7 days, Lulav only on the first day, and we're going to quote the Shita of Ravin in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, who says that on both of them you make the bracha, which is what we do, you make a bracha each and every day. V'Rabba Bar Chanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Sukkah Shiva, V'Lulav Yom Echad. My Taima, why is it that Sukkah gets a bracha each day? Sukkah Dor Raisa Shiva. Sukkah is a mitzvah d'oraisa for all 7 days. Lulav d'rabanan, sagi de yom echad. Lulav, where the mitzvah after the first day is only d'rabanan, so it's good enough to be yotze with that one bracha we said on the first day. Kiyasa ravin am Rabbi Yochanan, echad zav yachad zav shiva. Rava said, no, on both mitzvahs, both sukkah and lulav, you make a bracha each and every day. Am Rabbi Yosef, nikot d'rabba bar bar chana biyadech. La lacha we should paskin like Rabbi Bar Chanan in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that 7 days we make a bracha for each of the 7 days for both mitzvahs. Dekulu amurai kaimi kavasei b'sukkah, because everyone holds what he holds about sukkah. They only disagree with him about lulav. So it turns out Rabbi Yochanan certainly holds on sukkah you say a bracha for 7 days, and he disagrees with Shmuel who says that on sukkah you only say for one day. The klal that we paskin based on him is that Shmuel Rabbi Yochanan. We paskin like Rabbi Yochanan against Shmuel. So the Gemara asks from the Braisa on Rabbi Bar Bar Chanan, the name of Rabbi Yochanan, who holds that you make a bracha on Sukkah for all 7 days and lulav for only one day. So says Gemara Meisvei Ha'osu lulav liatzmo. If someone makes a lulav for himself, Omer Baruch Shachyanu Kiman V'Gyanu L'Zman Hazeh. He says a bracha of Shachyanu Nitalu Latzisbo. If he actually takes the lulav to be yotzei the mitzvah with it, Omer Baruch Shachyanu Zot Zizvanu Antil Lulav V'Afal Pish. And even though he said the bracha on the first day, he should continue to say the bracha again for all 7 days. So, osa sukkah liatzmo, if a person makes a sukkah for himself, says he goes to sit in sukkah, and once he says that bracha on the first day, he doesn't say the bracha anymore. So now we're going to explain the kasha on Rabbi Bar Bar Chanan, the name Rabbi Yochanan, who says that you make a bracha on sukkah for all 7 days, and on lulav for only one day. Because in this brisa, we find that it's the exact opposite, that on lulav, it's every day, and on sukkah, it's only the first day. So, kasha lulav alulav, kasha sukkah asukkah. So, bisham lulav alulav lo kasha, kan bizman shebesim migdash kayim, kan bizman shein besim migdash kayim. Lulav is not a stira, because maybe when the besim migdash was around, you make a bracha on lulav for all 7 days. When there's no besim migdash around, you only make a bracha on lulav for one day. El sukkah asukkah kasha, but it's a kasha by sukkah that it's always 7 days midoraisa wherever you are. So tanaihi, says the Gemara, answers the Gemara, it's a machlokas tanaim. The Tanya tefillin kol zman shemenichan mevarech alehen. That tefillin, whenever you put them on, you make a new bracha on them, even if you keep taking them off and putting them on the same day. Divrei Rebbe. V'cham omrim einu mevarech al shachris bilvad. Then no, you only say a bracha in the morning, and the 7 days of sukkah with regard to the mitzvah of sukkah are similar to tefillin within a given day, because sukkah is noheg for 7 days straight, just like tefillin is from morning to night, for all day, and there's no break in the middle, so they're the same. Each time you do a new maisa to be mekayim the mitzvah, so it's tali in that machlokas, Rabbi and the Chacham, whether you pater it with one bracha for all of the times you do it, or each asiyah requires its own bracha. So Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi that every time you put on tefillin, it needs its own bracha, and therefore every time you go in and out of the sukkah, it's going to require its own bracha. So should we stop there? I guess we'll stop there because there's no real great stopping point, so we'll stop right there at Itmar when the Gemara is about to give a psak halacha on how we deal with this. But before we close the Gemara, let's just do a few more main points over here. So, main point number 4, I guess, on the pages, Rabbi Yochanan Broka is either based on kapos in the pasuk or the symbolism of lev echad, meaning the idea of Rabbi Yochanan Broka that we take lulavim and bang them next to the mizbeach is either based on the pasuk of kapos, that there's a second mitzvah of lulav, or it's just a simen tov to show that we have lev echad lavim shebashmayim. And then last main point, three opinions, how often to say the bracha on lulav and sukkah. Either lulav 7, sukkah 1, lulav 1, sukkah 7, or both lulav and sukkah are for 7 days. And then let's do main point number one, in Mem Vav and Aleph, sukkah on subsequent days of sukkah should be like tefillin throughout the day. And as we'll soon see, many gedolim went against their own psak and said a bracha on tefillin each time they put them back on. So we'll continue that sugya of Birchas HaMitzvos, Be'ezus Hashem, next time when we do Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph.